You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, still the faggot, and it is Saturday, March 13th, 2021. Hopefully you're having a good weekend and everybody you love is safe and sound. I uploaded a lot of content today on the website. Hopefully you get a chance to look at some of it. There's a post about Master Matt cunting his second live-in faggot, Jeremy. Tonight, in fact, they're having some sort of huge orgy between Master Nick and his faggots and Master Matt and his two faggots. So I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes. Lots of fucking going on tonight in places all around the world, but mostly in Toronto. There was a really awesome post that I may talk about if I do a podcast tomorrow. From the Discord server, there was a discussion about rape that I found, you know, invigorating, and I did write a little post about it today as well. So, lots of content up there today. So, I'm just pumping it out, you know, like a good faggot should. I have a request, a requested topic. Multiple people have requested this, and I've just been putting it off mostly because it's not a subject that's really dear to my heart, I gotta tell you. It involves switches, okay? Yes, it's true that some people do switch between top and bottom roles sexually, or they like to believe alpha and faggot roles. I'm just going to lay this out. I need to kind of lay a foundation here, okay? I have never been a switch, okay? I've never even come close to having an inkling of being a switch. It's never even crossed my mind, okay? It's not anything in my purview whatsoever. I have known people who have switched. They were all in relationships, okay, where I guess there is some amount of give and take that happens in a relationship where the partners might switch roles, you know, to satisfy each other in some way or another. But, I personally don't believe in natural switches, okay? Like, let's say there's a single person who's, you know, not in a relationship, and they bounce between top and bottom roles or alpha faggot roles from one encounter to the next, okay? Now, that, I believe that that does happen for a time in some people's lives, okay? I'm not denying that at all. But I don't think that it stays that way. In fact, I mean, I've never encountered in all my years being a faggot, serving men, you know, many of the sex parties that I've been involved in the past, and the people I've met at those kind of places, those kind of parties, or online, you know, like with the website. I've met a lot of people through the website, okay? And I've talked in depth with a lot of people. And in my experience, I've never known, you know, a person who is a lifetime switch. It's just never, I've never come across that, you know. Now, again, I've known people that are switches for a period of time in their life, you know. Let's say you're young, you know, you're experimenting and you're encountering different situations and you're just trying things on, you know. And you might have an interest for a while, you know. But I don't think that it stays that way for life, you know. I think that eventually you're going to settle on what is really you, you know. And I do, I mean, I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but I think switches are not developed enough as people, as personalities, sexual personalities, because, you know, if you're just trying on various hats, you know, to whatever mood you're in that day, that doesn't show you as a person that you understand what really makes you tick, or you don't have a specific point of view, you know. Hierarchically, switches don't work, you know, obviously, you know. And some people want to point to switches as being kind of a situation that negates hierarchy, okay? But switches are simply, I believe, kind of like, you know, a caterpillar goes into a cocoon and then comes out a butterfly, okay? The cocoon is the switch period in somebody's life, you know, in my opinion. And so, like, there's this period of time where this person is incubating, you know, and trying on things, trying to figure out what fits, what really triggers them, you know. And eventually, you know, they become the thing that they're meant to be, you know. A lot of times that involves just going from relationship to relationship until you find somebody that really defines you and helps you define yourself, you know. I've known of switches who tended more toward a faggot role, but they kept kind of, oh, well, you know, I'm not totally a faggot, blah, blah, blah. And then they come across a fucking alpha. And that alpha holds them down and fucks them like they've never been fucked before and commands them in a way that they've never been commanded before. And that's the end of their topping, okay? They're not switches anymore. They stop all that because their world has been rocked by an alpha, you know? And that's the end of it. You know, you can flit around and tease, you know, a tiger for a while, and you might get away with it, but eventually that tiger's going to clamp down on your neck, and that's going to be the end of your dancing around, you know what I'm saying? So it's the same with these people that are flirting around with various roles, eventually you're going to find something that fits just right and is the exact thing that you didn't know you needed until you found it, right? To that end, I published a post from, I believe that this person isn't actually an alpha, but he's been bottoming and kind of confused, I guess, about what he's supposed to be. And he's played the submissive role in many encounters, you know, but it's not fitting him, and he's unhappy because he doesn't really have an interest in getting fucked. He doesn't like sucking dick at all, you know. He's just doing it. He's going through the motions of it. So technically he could be called a switch because he's playing both roles. But he's not entirely happy when he's got to play the bottom, you know, the faggot role. And so my answer to him was, you're probably an alpha. And you haven't let yourself go to be that thing that you were meant to be, which is an alpha. And this is not the first time that I've encountered this. I can think of probably five instances I've chronicled on the website of alphas who were basically trapped as either in a faggot role or kind of a switch role. And most of the time it had to do with childhood trauma, you know, that they, or something like that, that caused them to think that they were supposed to be a bottom or submissive. You know, maybe their first encounter with somebody, they were talked into being a bottom or something, and they thought that that's what you're supposed to do, you know. Many gay switches, you know, think that they're supposed to participate in bottom behaviors, like a reciprocation type of thing, you know. And this is a mistake that many people make that masks what they actually are, okay? And it happens a lot with alphas, you know, for whatever reason. I just think alphas, you know, are supposed to be so commanding and so, you know, dominant in their life and take whatever they want, you know, whenever they want. And I think that it's overwhelming, you know, to some people sometimes, especially when they're kind of coming to their own, you know, and they're experimenting with top and bottom roles and trying to figure out what they like or whatever. That alpha role, they might feel compelled to take on that role, but they pull back out of fear or conditioning or whatever. And it takes some moment in that alpha's life where they snap out of it and say, no, this is what I am. And then, you know what? That switch behavior stops. It stops dead in its tracks. And I've seen it multiple times. And I think I'm going to see it with this new reader that wrote into me. You know, I think my answer to him, I think he's going to have a light bulb moment. You know, that light bulb goes on and he goes, aha, this is what I'm supposed to do. And from here, he'll probably take on an alpha role and never look back. And he's not going to be a switch anymore. Okay. And this is where I'm getting at about switches, you know. I do think that it's like a way station in a train route. You're stopped there for a little bit, you know. It's like when you're on a connecting flight and you're stuck somewhere. And you're just waiting, and you're, the switch is like that, and you're sitting there in this kind of limbo, and experimenting as a switch. But if finally it's time to get on the next flight and go directly to where you're supposed to go, and that's where this alpha, I believe, is going, and most alphas I've encountered who are, have been switches in the past, they're not switches anymore. They're alpha, fully alpha, or they become fully faggot, you know. And I know that this is probably going to piss all the switches, people are claiming to be switches. I don't know why anybody would ask me to talk about this, because I've pretty much made it clear about what I think about switches. But this is like my definitive statement about switches, okay? And you can crucify me if you'd like about this. I don't care, you know. I've had people hate me for a lot worse, you know. But, you know, I don't believe in switches long term, okay? I believe it's a condition of hierarchy instead of a refutation of hierarchy. I look at it as a condition of hierarchy. Not everybody, you know, comes out of puberty fully formed and defined with crystal clarity like I was, okay? Like, you know, my first alpha taught me exactly who I was immediately at a very young age, and so there was never any doubt about anything else, you know. And there are lots of faggots and alphas just like me who had defining moments early on and knew exactly what they were from the beginning. But there's lots of people who don't have that. And I think for them, they're in this kind of limbo, this kind of purgatory of being a switch while life teaches them what they are. And from there, it's up to them to accept it or reject it, you know. I did have one of the alphas that I encountered that was a switch, and I kind of pointed out to him that he was really an alpha. And he thought I was right, but then he pulled back from it and disappeared. Actually, I haven't heard from him in a long time. And I was really disappointed in that, because I thought, yeah, you're not, you know, you're just going to end up being frustrated some more, you know. Life isn't going to let you get away, okay? Life isn't going to let you deny yourself the truth about what you are. You can hide in purgatory, the switch purgatory, I guess we'll call it, and try to hide in there and deny yourself what you are. But life is going to keep at it until you accept it or you die, okay? So, but you're not going to be fully formed, I don't think, as a person until you embrace what you actually are, you know? So, yeah, that's my controversial opinion about switches. And every time I write an article or any kind of post about or mention switches, I get screamed at by somebody on the internet. So I'm really expecting this to not be pleasant either. So anyway, but that's my opinion on it. So there you got it. And actually, I talked a lot longer about switches than I thought I would. So that just goes to prove that I can talk about anything for 20 minutes. So I'd love to hear your comments, I guess. You're going to give them to me whether or not I want them or not. So I guess let me have it. I got so much other work to do. I've got to get moving on some of this other stuff. So you're going to hear more from me very soon. Okay. I should have another podcast tomorrow if everything goes well. So, but anyway, I was glad to have this one done. So I'll never have to talk about switches ever again. all right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for listening, and thanks for all of your support and continuing the conversations around here. It's invigorating to me. So I'll let you go. Take care. I love you. Bye.